This story starts in Chicago with singer-songwriter Joan Hamill. She's made quite a name for herself in the Windy City, nominated 5 times as Entertainer of the Year for the Chicago Music Awards. She's won honors for her songwriting. Her music has been played all over the world. 2 summers ago, the National Park Service named Hamill one of its artists in residence. It sent her to the Lake Roosevelt National Recreation Area. Her assignment was to spend a couple of weeks there and create music inspired by the landscape. So she and her son hopped in the car for her big adventure.
As I was driving across the Dakotas, I had no radio coverage and became very bored in the car and started writing the music in the car.
She'd test out melodies.
There's a great app called GarageBand where you can just sing it in, and you can still keep 2 hands on the wheel.
When they got to Washington, she learned they would be staying on the Colville Indian Reservation.
And so when I started calling around looking for local musicians, they ended up referring me to Farron at the studio.
Farron is Farron Sohappy. He's a Yakima tribal member who lives on the Colville Reservation in Grand Coulee. He worked at the tribe's community center, and he's a sound engineer.
So I got a phone call from her, and we got to talking about collaborating with music.
Hamill had a song called Nature Walk that she and her songwriting partner, Rebecca Sloan Rivera, had composed.
I told her that my uncle, Tim Brooks, is a flute player, and I think with the particular type of song that she wanted to do, flute music would probably be more proper than any other style of Native music.
So Happy went through some music that his uncle had recorded.
I didn't just pick one and give it to Joan. I actually went through a few of them with my uncles. Like, just by listening to this particular song, you know, which flute track would be the best.
He chose one and emailed it to Hamill, who by then had returned to Chicago, and she mixed it into the song.
When the flute track arrived in Chicago, and we put it together with the other part of the song, both Rebecca and I had goosebumps in the studio. It was just such a moving and incredibly spiritual experience.
Come with me, my darling. Walk with me a while. I want to show you the beauty and the joy of the wild. Whenever you're feeling alone.
Fast forward a year or so. Hamill enters Nature Walk in music competitions, and 2 of them chose it as finalists. First up is the Indian Summer Music Awards in Milwaukee.
That is to recognize people who are not members of tribes, but still have a respectful and inclusive idea of Native American music.
On Sunday night, Hamill and So Happy and their partners will learn whether they win that. And then in about a month, Nature Walk is up for a NAMI. That's the Native American version of a Grammy. The November 2nd awards ceremony will be held in Niagara Falls, and Hamill and Farron So Happy will be there.
Even if this is the only trip that I ever make for an event like this, I would be satisfied in life about it.
And as for his Uncle Tim?
And I just talked to him a couple of days ago about this, and reality has finally set in. It's like, wow, this is like a big deal. And I told him it really is.
I'm Doug Nadvornik reporting.